on Saturday, I think.
You mean the second time you saw her, you met her?
And we didn't have no love talk or courtship or nothing. It was just like business, just like,
How old were you then?
I've been married once before now. She's my third now. Uh-huh. We've both been married three times.
But so y'all know how to tend each other.
I used to palm, you know, uh-huh. And I can't load a produce to the produce road. It was up close to Atlanta then, you know. And it just happened, everything I had at the bottom, it fell out on it that week. And things are so cheap, I decided I wouldn't sell it wholesale. I would go to the rest of the places. So I finally sold down till I didn't have enough to work the restaurant with a small store. So I decided just to pull that out. And I went up and knocked on the door where Emma was at. And she come to the door, and I told her what I had. And she come on out the car, and she said, you know, to take back all you got there to make my family a mess. She said, and about take all of it. I said, well, that's just fine. I'll make you a cheaper price. I said, I want to get back home. She said, where you live? I said, Griffin. And I had got thirsty. So I carried it in so she could empty it out of my vest. I had some corn and butter beans and different things and tomatoes and all. And she carried them in. And I asked the folks she went in with them. She said, I'll empty this out, bring it back. I said, well, can you please, ma'am, bring me a drink of water? I'm thirsty. Well, she said, just come on in. I went in, and she had been married before, you know, and had
grown children.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me to sit down. She come back, and she had some Kool-Aid and some cookies, some kind of, you know, like mm-hmm. that. And we got talking. And daughter and her little grandchild was all in the room. Janet, you know. So she told me about losing her husband, and I told her about losing my wife. So I just talking, but won't well in fact tell the truth, I really didn't exactly mean it. I just said it. I don't know what baby said, but I didn't break down after I said it. I said, would you consider marrying again? And she said, yes. I told my baby boy that when he got married, I'll stay single when he married. But if I could find anybody, then I might marry. So I said, well, I sure do need somebody. I said, I'm living out there in the country and I'm farming. And I don't cook but one meal a day. I just eat, you know, mm-hmm. that one meal I cooked enough to do my old baby. And I said, I sure do need somebody. And she sat there and looked right at me just as hard. And her daughter named Ethel said, Mama, why don't you answer the man? And she still didn't say no. And I said again, I said, how about you and I get married? I said, I sure do need somebody. She said, well, will you be good to me if we do?
I said, yes,
I would. And she said, well, all right then. Says, I'll marry you, but don't mistreat me. Said, I won't take no mistreatment. I said, well, I just wouldn't marry anybody to mistreat them. I'm not paying you to mistreat you. So she told me to get the license down here. You didn't have to have no waiting period or mm-hmm. no blood test then. So I got it right a name down and everything.
You didn't even know her whole name?
No, I just met her. So my
well, mother, you know, sometimes that's about as lucky as
it is.
My mother was in the hospital at the time.